the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about equipping our young children, our grandchildren, and our young people to combat any kind of bullying or abuse that they may find themselves involved in. Now, what can we do about this? Well, first of all, we have to look at what's happening around the country. And as you can see, there's in English towns, UK towns, all across the country, there seem to be a massive amount of grooming gangs. And these gangs use intimidation, violence, drugs and alcohol to take young people off the streets and use them for their own criminal uses. And this is one thing that you need to equip the children for. Now, first of all, there are two stages to this. There's the mental stage and then there's the physical stage. Now, the first thing that should be taught is the mental stage. Education. Educating children about people that will take advantage of them in society. Now, the first thing is to sit them down and talk to them. They may not want to talk. They may be teenagers. They may be, you know, just don't want to talk to their parents. But you've got to make them sit down and listen and teach them that not everybody in society is a decent person and that people want to hurt them deliberately and they want to use them to earn money. It's a vicious circle. The children or the teenagers don't want to know what their parents have to say. But on the other side of the coin, there are these people out there that are vicious and will use them to get what they want out of life. So you have to educate them for this. Now remember, this kind of abuse can happen at any time. There is no foolproof way to protect people from this kind of abuse, but there are steps that you can take as parents and grandparents and friends to reduce the risk. I mean, if something happens, remember it's the perpetrator who is to blame, not the kid and not you. Be involved in the child's life. Be actively involved in the child's life and make warning signs of this kind of thing more obvious. And you can help the child feel or the young person feel more comfortable in coming to you if something isn't right. If you see or hear something that causes concern, you can take action to protect your child or any kind of young person. You know, show interest in their day-to-day lives. Ask them what they did during the day and who they did it with. Who did they sit with at lunchtime? What games did they play? You know, get to know the people in your child's life or in a child's life. Or their friends. Know who your child is spending time with, including their friends and their parents. You know, ask people about what they do at school or what they did when they was out. You know, who they encountered. You know, what sports did they play? Now, encourage people to speak up about what's happening. If you know someone and all of a sudden they become withdrawn, you've got to get that person to start speaking. You know, if they know they'll be taken seriously, they'll definitely speak. And as soon as they do, you'll know what's going on. And always be available for them. Don't worry about what's on your phone, on your computer or work. The most important thing is to be with them, be available, talk to them, and make sure that you listen and take action. Don't be a coward. Let them know that it's not their fault and they won't get in trouble. And give them the chance to raise the topics as well. Because if they're comfortable with you and you've done everything right, they won't worry about that kind of thing. They'll just talk to you about it. And it is so, so important that you talk. Well, there are people who don't like to talk, but you've got to talk. Okay, you can't get away from the fact that if you involve yourself in people's lives, if you're there for them, if you talk to them, if you do things with them, they're more likely to open up and talk to you than if you're too busy messing around on your phone or you know, on your computer or doing your own little hobbies. You've got to make sure that you're there for them. Put yourself out. Stop being selfish. Get there and help these people. You know, it's your children, your grandchildren, other people's children. It doesn't matter. It's teenagers. Just be there for them, because this kind of thing ruins lives forever. Okay, so now we move on to the second phase of helping people, which is the physical phase. You know, get them interested in sports. It doesn't have to be martial arts or boxing or wrestling or anything like that. Just get them interested in sports so that they can get fitter. You know, it doesn't matter. It could be tennis, could be football, rugby, anything that helps them build themselves up so that they're strong and confident in both body and mind. That's one of the things that will really help people recognize what's happening to them and be able to handle things. Now, it's better if you can get them interested in a combat sport or a martial arts, because that's one of the things that will help them more mentally than physically, because the discipline involved in a combat sport or a martial art is the one thing that people need to combat outside influences that can cause them to do things or be used in ways that will ruin their lives forever. So a good one to start with would be, say, judo, boxing, wrestling, MMA, something like that, at a low level to start with, and maybe they'll build up and up and up until they get to be masters of what they do. Or martial arts such as maybe Sanda, the old English bare knuckles boxing, the all-in fighting, up and down fighting. You've got Thai boxing, you know, all that kind of thing. Stuff that really, really works and that can help you against bigger opponents. And what you really need to do is get them interested in these things, get them training, and get them training in a way that's fun and light, and the heavy stuff comes much later. And get them training, get them arms, legs, movement working so that they can defend themselves when grabbed or, you know, people try to take advantage of them. They can help themselves and they can fight back physically. And that is a great way to help them mentally as well. Now, most people, most parents hate the thought of their children or their teenagers or whoever is fighting, getting hurt. They're worried about them getting stabbed and killed in the streets and gangs and stuff. But if you don't equip them with the skills to defend themselves, that could happen anyway. At least when you equip them, they have half a chance of getting away or winning, you know, or surviving at least. So make sure that the skills you give them are both mental and physical, and the fact that they can do these things and help themselves is a great boost to their self-esteem and their confidence. They don't need everyone around them to do things for them. They can do it for themselves. Okay. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And if you enjoyed this one, I hope you'll tune in next time for the next episode. Thank you and goodbye.
Listen to us, 'cause we listen to you.